Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show tonight begins in the southern border of the United States. The migrants continue to pour across the border, and many of them heading for New York. I speak with Harry Siegel of the city, asking, has the city updated its planning? And the answer is no. 30 days for some to get out of the shelter, 60 days for other. And what happens when you get out of the shelter? You're told to go to another shelter entirely in the Bronx or in Brooklyn, out in Long Island on a former airfield. Harry says there's no plan. They're hoping that the migrants will find their way to another place and not stay in Manhattan or in Brooklyn or in Queens. Harry worries that we're looking at, as the weather turns, we're going to have young people, families, not just single men, sleeping on the street. I also speak to Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, about the economy and the markets. The markets are showing that there's good consumption. We boomers are buying. But at the same time, the big growth number of the third quarter not likely to be sustained. We don't have a lot of layoffs. We don't have people not spending money. The retail number is strong. The housing market is very weak. Jim estimates there is a recession possible. The Federal Reserve will be obliged to raise once more, perhaps twice more, in the next year. There is an unwritten guideline that you don't raise rates in an election year. It would be very difficult for the president's reelection campaign if that's what's ahead. And then a conversation with Richard Epstein about college campuses and the administrations who are passively standing by as there are demonstrations not just in favor of the Palestinians but to intimidate the Jewish members of the community, Jewish American citizens who are on campus, the young people, chanting from the mountain to the sea or some other cultish behavior. Very odd that it's tolerated on campuses that heretofore were castigating anyone who showed what was called hate speech. And then a conversation with Selena Zito about hate speech in Pittsburgh, anti-Semitism in graffiti near a high school and near a Jewish day school and not far from the Tree of Life Synagogue where 5 years ago there was mass murder by an anti-Semite who is now in jail. And then Gavin Newsom goes to China. Why? He talks about thawing relations. He talks about climate change. He talks about green. And wins an audience with Xi Jinping himself. Gavin Newsom, often mentioned as a presidential contestant, now or in the future, I don't know. SpaceX. The good news is that SpaceX continues to get business and launch Starlink and other satellites. The not so good news is that Starship, we're all waiting for the next test. Starship is very likely to be delayed many more weeks. The Fish and Wildlife Services has to review its plan for its launch, its second launch. The first one was in April. The intricacies of the Fish and Wildlife Service do not entertain me. What does is that the expectation is that it could take up to 135 days for the Fish and Wildlife Service to review whether the second launch and the third launch will damage the environment. I know. Quite fantastic. Also, there's an article about the landing zone on Mars. Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black explicates where they're going to land is likely a place with a lot of glaciers, a lot of water near the surface. Of course, that's for sustaining life. A very happy moment tonight after all the war of these last weeks. Stephen Moss, the English author, we talk about his new book, 10 Birds That Changed the World. It's great fun. Darwin's finches and the raven and the pigeon, the humble pigeon, and the turkey. I have a great deal of fun hearing Stephen's stories and telling a few of my own about birds. And then later, the Leaning Tower of Bologna. There are two towers, the Twin Towers of Bologna. And one of them, the smaller of the two, is leaning because traffic around it has weakened its foundations or because it's settling with the water table, unknown, but they've closed the tower for now and are going to try to prop it up. And then a story about Giorgio Meloni, the prime minister, who is a big fan of J.R.R. Tolkien and The Lord of the Rings. She will be opening a Tolkien exhibit, the first ever in Rome, in November. Pacific Watch, Jeff Bliss is here to talk about the Tesla culture in Green, California. Tesla's everywhere. And Bill tells a story about how he and his wife enjoyed an Uber Tesla, a very smooth ride, hardly any sound. Mary Anastasia O'Grady celebrates the election of a new president in Ecuador who is not Korea's man. The Cordia Korea lives, Korea is his name. He was president for 10 years and pretty much sold the country to the Chinese, and he's looking to get back in because he's been exiled thanks to a corruption charge that is visited upon him in Ecuador. And finally, Bill Raggio talks about the CENTCOM strikes in Syria and Iraq to answer the attacks by Shia militia, answering the provocations in Syria and Iraq by the Shia militia. Will it work? The Secretary of Defense uses the word, if you do it again. And we know from Mr. Spock at Star Trek, threats are illogical. I hope you enjoy the show. There's much more. Good night.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.